from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Once schools reopen on Monday, there will be cases of COVID-19 detected there. The medical officer of health for our region is upfront about that. Dr. Leanne Catton says the spread will be minimal, adding that most cases in schools have been brought in from the community and are not from in-school contact.
Kids are going to be wearing their three-layered masks. The screening tool has been updated with a little bit more specific questions. And if we continue with the same layering of protections in schools that have worked throughout these past waves, I think we are in good shape.
Catton adds that it's all about reducing the risk as much as possible. A COVID-19 update now from Timmins and District Hospital. It says it has 23 patients with the virus and 58 who have been tested will be tested or are waiting for the results. The number of new COVID-19 cases worldwide has jumped by over 50%, while the number of deaths from the virus remains stable. A weekly report from the World Health Organization says there were about 15 million new cases last week, and more than 43,000 people died. Every region in the world saw a rise in virus cases, except for Africa, where they dropped by about 11%. While it's been a difficult winter so far, traveling on highways in our region with numerous closures due to storms and accidents, OPP Constable Julie Vienno says driving on a closed highway could result in a charge for doing that and one of disobeying a sign. She reminds us to refrain from calling police to get the latest highway information.
We still do get phone calls at the detachment. However, when we do get those phone calls of how long the roads will be closed for, we immediately refer motorists to verify with 511.
Vienno says if you arrive at a closed highway, you can remain in your vehicle, but she notes that storms in our region tend to last for several hours. She adds the other option is to turn around and drive safely back home. The OPP have charged 36 people with road closure offenses since December 1st. And finally this afternoon, Timmins Council has approved spending more money on preserving the McIntyre headframe. Once work began, several unexpected deficiencies were found. Of the extra $345,000, the city will have to pay about $92,000. A government grant will cover the rest. Mayor George Peary offered to the discussion about the number one symbol of the city a bit of trivia.
I wonder how many people realize that the headframe is 230 feet tall, which is pretty impressive.
City Clerk Steph Palmenter will get an anticipated completion date for the restoration from the contractor and report back to council. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.